Choftes Kislev, Thursday the 13th of December. Rabbi Binyamin Grun, Beis Yosef, what's the kushya?
What's the kasha of the Beis Yosef? Everyone knows the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. A well-known shaila that why do we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah? Unless we found the Pach Shemen, was one day. It was sufficient for one day. So the next was an extra 7 days. So the first day, why are we celebrating 8 days? The celebration should be 7 days. Extra 7 days that the candle stayed alight. That's the famous Kashmir Bisse. So the truth of the matter is, that's not...
Deep breath, take a deep breath.
Well, it was traffic. It's not just the Beis Yosef, it's before the Beis Yosef, the Rishonim asked the Kasha. There's Rishonim and Shabbos that asked the Kasha, the Tosfos Rosh. They say similar to Ritzim. In the world it's known as Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef's Kasha. I once found an interesting Maramakim, very interesting Maramakim. We're saying that it's before that the Beis Yosef asked the Kasha, Rishonim asked the Kasha, but it could very well be that Chazal asked the Kasha. Chazal is in Megillas Tainus. What's Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus is a collection of brises. The Gemara brings it down in Oshana, in different places in Shas. That during the second Beis Hamikdash, there were days that Chazal set up a takana that you're not supposed to make a hesped in some of the days, you're not supposed to fast in some of the days. The Gemara says in Oshana, all the days of Megillas Tainus that Chazal set up that we're allowed to fast, we're allowed to be massive. There were bottle chutz mechanukah purim. Besides Chanukah purim, that's what we still keep today. Those days of Chanukah purim are still applicable today. Now the Gemara in Shabbos, everyone knows the famous Gemara in Shabbos. My Chanukah, what's Chanukah? The Gemara brings the brice to the Tanur Rabbanan, the Chof Hei Kislev, the 25th of Kislev, Tmanu Yoimin. These are 8 days that you're not supposed to fast, you're not supposed to make a hesped. And the Gemara brings the story of Chanukah, that they found the Pach Shemen, and it lasted for 8 days. Where's this brisa coming from? Where's the source of this brisa? And the brisa is the brisa in Megillas Tainus. It's a brisa from Megillas Tainus. And if you look in Megillas Tainus, the next mamsha, continuation of this brisa, the brisa says as follows, Omar ro laso is chesyom. Why did Chazal see fit to make 8 days of Chanukah? This seems to ring a bell. This is the Beis Yosef's kasha. Honestly, it's not so posh because if you continue the Megillas Tainus, it's not 100% clear that it means the Beis Yosef's kasha. But there's one of the Mefarshim on the side, the Tosfos Chadashim. He learns that the Chazal Mamash asking the Beis Yosef's kasha. Why do we celebrate 8 days Chanukah? The Nes was for extra 7 days. Why 8 days? And what's even more interesting is that the teretz of the Megillas Tainus is not a known teretz. Everyone knows the Beis Yosef's teretz, but the Megillas Tainus teretz is, and it's an interesting teretz, not just for the actual teretz, but it also makes ramifications in halacha also. The Megillas Tainus says, why do we celebrate 8 days? Because when the Yevonim entered the Heichal, besides contaminating, making everything tummy, they actually destroyed parts of the Heichal, and especially the Mizbeach. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah also that they had to rebuild, refurbish the whole Mizbeach. It says in Megillas Tainus, they were misasik 8 days. 8 days were busy fixing up the Mizbeach. And for that reason, that's why we celebrate 8 days Chanukah. So it comes out very interesting that the ness of Chanukah is that the menorah stayed alight for an extra 7 days. That's why we celebrate Chanukah. But why do we do 8 days? That's for an entirely different reason. Why we do 8 days is because the Mizbeach took 8 days to be refurbished. And we're celebrating the Chanukah Sam Mizbeach. It's interesting to note, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole shaila discussion in Halacha, what's the inyan of Chanukah parties? We're supposed to make Chanukah parties, not to make Chanukah parties. On Purim Wona, there's a mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And Chanukah, it's not so clear. The Ramah brings down a shetah. You could have a Suda. Why? Because there's also an inyan of Chanukah Samizbeach. Because they rebuilded the Mizbeach. according to this Megillas Tainis, it's not just the Inyan that happened, but Mikra coincidence happened on Hanukkah. The actual celebration of 8 days was due to the fact that it took 8 days to rebuild the Mizbeach. So it could very well be there's a very strong basis to have a Suda on Purim, on Hanukkah, sorry, because we have to resemble this, remember this Hanukkah Samizbeach that took 8 days by the time of the Hanukkah. That's the Megillas Tainis. But I want to more focus on the base Yosef. So that was the topic of the drasha. What's the kasha of the base Yosef? And I'll explain what I mean. Base Yosef for us is kasha, and it gives us three tirutzim. First tirutz he says is that what they did was they took the pach shemen and they split it up into eight equal parts. And so the base Yosef, that's the case. So the first day was also an S, because they only put an eighth of the amount of oil on the first night. And it lasted the whole night. So you have a nest for the first night. That's the first teretz. The second teretz, says the Beis Yosef, what happened was they poured from the pach, from the jug of oil, they poured it into the menorah. And what happened was they realized that even when they finished pouring, the jug either refilled itself or was still remained full. So the Beis Yosef, that's the case. So we have a nest on the first day. We have a nest. So that's what we're celebrating on the first day. So that's the Shaila. The last day, that's the other Farshim asked that Shaila, what's with the last day? That's another Shaila on the Beis Yosef's Tirutzim. We won't discuss that. But the third Teretz, the Beis Yosef says, also a similar Teretz to the second Teretz, he says, it wasn't that the Pach remained full, the jug remained full, rather the Menorah itself, the Shemen in the menorah, they lit the first night. They came in the morning. It was still full of shemen. Oh, so the Beis Yosef, we also have a nest for the first day. These are the Beis Yosef's tirutzim. I have a problem. I found someone asking this problem, but it's a simple problem. So I don't understand. What did the Beis Yosef understand in his kasha? How did he understand in his kasha? What was the story which happened in the kasha that there was no nes on the first day? There must have either been, like the Beis Yosef says in his teretz, either the pach refilled itself, or the menorah refilled itself. So there must have been, obviously there must have been a nest on the first day. What is this big kasha, the Beis Yosef kasha? There was no nest on the first day. There must have been a nest on the first day, because there was no nest on the first day. So what was the story? What was the story? So some people will say, tell you, and say, yeah, the Beis Yosef knew in his kasha, he knew that the pach refilled itself, or the menorah refilled itself. His kasha was that that's not the reason to make a whole extra day of Hanukkah, and his teretz is, no, we could still celebrate that nest. Which it doesn't sound like the Beis Yosef is saying that. I'm saying that's a shvar of shana. They say that he knew that was the story in his kasha, that the pach refilled itself or the menorah refilled itself on the first day. But he didn't like to say that was the reason why we celebrate Hanukkah. It's not gishmak. That's Beis Yosef's shak to the tari, back his kasha and his teretz. It's mashma rather that he was mechadosh down in his teretz. Other people might wanted to say that what the Beis Yosef took on in this kasha was a very interesting case there, a very interesting story there. What happened was that they lit the first night of Hanukkah, no nes at all. The whole first day there was absolutely no nes. On the second night, suddenly the menorah refilled itself, and that's how they lit the second night. It's also a very strange take on that was the pashtus of the Beis Yosef, that there was much no element of nes on the first day, to say that was the pashtus of the story, that's how the Beis Yosef took on, and that's why he asked his kasha. It seems to be very shver to say that. So what did the Beis Yosef have in understand the story in the kasha, that he understood that there was absolutely no nes on the first day, and for that reason he was asking, why do we celebrate the first day? And he answers, yeah, there was a nes on the first day. So what was his... what was the pashas that he understood, that he took on, that was the story of Hanukkah? So I would like to suggest the following pshat. They say over B'Shem Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. even though in I learned in Yeshiva's Brisk, they held that Reb Chaim didn't say it, but okay. In other sorum it's brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim. There's another problem on the Beis Yosef's Tirutzim. The Beis Yosef's Tirutzim are, especially the second and third teretz, that the shemen multiplied, became more shemen. So there's a shayla which they ask that, if that's the case, the halacha is you have to light with shemen zayzoch, you have to light with olive oil. It's not olive oil, it's no good. You can't light with gas. So the shayla is this considered olive oil? If shemen zayis, doesn't come literally from the olives. It was multiplied. So who said that's considered shemen zayis? Who said that is a right to light with such net shemen for the mitzvahs of the menorah and the base mikdash? Who said that's good enough? So Reb Chaim said over that what happened was that wasn't the ness. It didn't act. There wasn't more shemen. There wasn't a more amount of shemen. There wasn't a ribui becomes. It didn't come more shemen. That wasn't the ness. What happened was there's a ribui be'echos. What does that mean? That the quality of shemen changed. Shemen has every material has a certain way how it consumes itself. Yeah, every material. Some materials take longer. Some substances take longer than others. The ness of Chanukah, says Reb Chaim, was what happened was on the quality of the shemen that it changed its. It consumed, it took longer to consume the same amount of oil. It was exactly the same amount of oil. There was no addition in physical, more oil. There was no more oil. It didn't come more. What happened was that it took longer to consume the same amount of oil. The echos, the quality of the shaman changed. Instead of lighting over a period of a night, it took the same amount of oil. So you had 100% olive oil. It took longer to consume. So the Reb Chaim, if that's the case, if you answer the basis of kasha, because when did that happen? When did the shemen change itself? That happened on the first day. So that's how it says, they say over Pia Shmuel, the Reb Chaim answered Beis Yosef's kasha. So I want to suggest that, Pumfaket, the Beis Yosef understood like Reb Chaim in his kasha. He understood that that's what happened in his kasha. That the shemen took longer to consume. That was the story that the Beis Yosef understood, and yet he still asked this kasha. He wasn't happy by saying that was the nest that was celebrating. That the nest was celebrating was that the shemen changed it took longer to consume. He didn't like to say that was the nest that was the nest of the first day. Why not? Why is this nest different? Why is this not a thing? It's also a nest. You know, 8 days instead of lighting over a period of a night, it took over 8 days. It took longer to consume. Why is that not a sufficient nest to celebrate? So Ken Zal Beis Yosef would be helping us. He held like this, that the nes of Chanukah, what we celebrate in Chanukah, has to be a nes sheyotzei migidrei ateva. Has to be a complete contradiction to teva. Has to be. We see, you know, teva. There's a mitzvah of teva. There's nature, something which completely doesn't coincide bichlal with teva. That Beis Yosef held that. If this was the story of Hanukkah, that it took longer to consume the oil, okay, it was a nest, of course it was a nest. But it's not Yotzei Migidrei. Instead of lighting over one night, it took over 8 days. It took longer to consume the same amount of oil. But he says, hell, that's not a nest Hanukkah. And if you look in his Tirutzim, or all his three Tirutzim, his mother, she stresses that he's looking for a nest that is clearly visible. That's a nest which is, wow, it's mind-boggling, what's going on over here? You have more shaman, how do you get more shaman? And obviously he wasn't worried about the problem of Shemen Shemes. That was the Beis Yosef shat in his kasha. He took on in his shayla that the story was like Reb Chaim understood. That the shat is that took, they poured in the Shemen in the first night in the menorah. And it took 8 days to consume that amount of oil. Freak the Beis Yosef. That's not a nest that we have to celebrate about. It took longer to consume over 8 days. Big deal. That's extra 7 days. Okay, that's something which was not natural. But the first day, what's the big deal? Instead of consuming the whole amount of oil, it consumed the eight. That Beis Yosef wasn't happy to say that. That's called a nes that we celebrate upon. So the Beis Yosef of all these three truths are that there was something which didn't coincide with teva. It has to be Yotzei Migidrei teva, and the pach refilling itself. That doesn't have any pshat api teva, or the menorah refilled itself. That's the Beis Yosef, and the pshat could be like this. The pshat, why did Beis Yosef, why did he want to learn like this? Why did he understand that a nes of Chanukah has to be a nes sheyotze migidra teva, that doesn't go in the boundaries of teva? Because we all know that the ideology of Yevonim, what was their approach to what was their whole Greek culture? They believed in Olam Hazeh, teva, philosophy, Greek philosophers. There's no spiritual aspect in the world. There's no Olam Haba, there's no Am Yisrael, which is Am Segula, Mamleches Kohanim, none of that. They were great people, they were great philosophers. The Rambam writes about it in Omer HaDibuchim. They were very great philosophers. But they believed everything starts with Teva and ends with Teva. We could understand everything. We could comprehend everything. And Klal Yisrael Punfaket. That's why the Yevon, the Chazal tell us, Yevon zu Choshech. Yevon is compared to Choshech. The darkness. Why the darkness? They're blocking. They're blocking the way we could see things. We have from Chazal how we're supposed to approach. How we're supposed to see the Olam Hazeh. That's not Teva in itself. It's not something, an entity in itself. There's a Olam Habo. There's a spiritual aspect to the world which we have to try and achieve. We are Am Segula. The Yevon came along, and what did they do? They took Klal Yisrael and they wrote. They told them, "Kisvu lochem al keren ashrei she'ein lochem chele b'elokei Yisrael." They wanted to deny this whole mitzvah that there's Am Segula, Yaakov, Chele, Nachlose, that the Klal Yisrael are something unique in this world. There's no such thing. There's Teva. There's world. We see Olam Hazeh. They didn't understand and comprehend the such musogim as something abstract, something besides Olam Hazeh. The Beis Yosef held that the Chanukah, the Nes of Chanukah, has to be a Nes that completely is a complete contradiction. That was a Nitzachon against the Yevon, that we are not Meshubah to Teva. We are not bounded to the laws of nature. We could have Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim for Klal Yisrael, which is a complete contradiction to Teva. That's why the Beis Yosef had Shver. How could it be that on the first day of Chanukah, even there was a Nes, but it has to be a Nes that is completely doesn't work with Teva? That was the Beis Yosef's problem. That he gives us his three tirutzim. That's the Beis Yosef. That's the possible pshat in the Beis Yosef. I just want to mention another pshat. And then with the Taz. The Taz says something very interesting in Shulchan Aruch. He brings down the kasha of the Beis Yosef. And he doesn't like the Beis Yosef's tirutzim. He says, we don't find any remez in Chazal about these, that the pach refilled itself, that the jug refilled itself, or the menorah refilled itself. He doesn't like that to say the Beis Yosef's tirutzim. So he says the following. He says that we find in Zoya that Nisim can only take place on something which is for Olam. Yesh Tova Ba'olam, that is Lashon. It has to be on something which is actually tangible, something physical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim Yesh Me'ay. There's no such thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim for people in this world, something out of the blue. As to the Zoya quotes we find by Elio Anovi and Elisha. And Yo did the nice with the Kada Kemach, that the flower he gave the help to Almona. So what happened over there? Kada Kemach loy chalosa, but he didn't create Kemach, a flower, out of the blue. What happened was there was a jug of Kemach, and Elio Anovi made that it should never be finished. And the same we find by Elisha also, the Talmud of Elio Anovi. The story with Almona, with the Shemen. He didn't just say, I'm going to go make you shaman, hocus pocus. There was shaman there, and he just made that the shaman should multiply. So the Zogdetag, the Zayashtay from them, that we see that Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do Nisim out of the blue. There's no such thing. Says the Taz, what happened was, when they saw that it stayed alight for the next day, so Nisbara Lemafreya, that on the first day, it didn't consume completely. Because if it consumed completely, there wouldn't be a nest on the second day. There wouldn't be any shemen where the nest could be chal upon. You had to have something physically there that there could be that the shemen could become more. So the Zogdetaz, that's why there was 8 days, because our karchach, if we see that it stayed alive for the next day, the feed is zoya. The pshat is that it couldn't be that it consumed on the first day. It must have been there was something left over. Zogdetaz nizbaril mafreya, that the shemen didn't consume itself completely, and from that shemen there was nitoisiv more shemen. That's the Taz's teretz in the beginning of Sof Reish Ayin Aleph. The Pi the Taz, it could be mefarish beautifully the pizman in Yevonim Nigbitzu Alai. You say b'moy so, yeah. Noisa kankanim naso neisa shishanim. There's a bit of a shver loshon. It's not a terrible shaila, but it could be it's a shaila. What's noisim? Noisim means when you have a leftover, you have something, you eat something, you leave it over. What happened in the Beis Hamikdash? They came to the Beis Hamikdash, all the shmonim weren't roy because they were tummy. They threw them all out. There was no noisa. There was one pak shemun which was available. What was left over? There's nothing left over. However, according to the Tazis Givaldik, umi noisa kankanim, what was left over in the kankan, meaning from that kankan that they actually lit the menorah, what was left over, because like the Taz says, akorchach, it didn't consume itself completely. Because if it would have consumed itself completely, it wouldn't have been a ribu shaman. Umi noisa kankanim, from that bit that was left over, naso neisa shishanim. There was a neis through that the neis happened through that little bit that was left over. They understood, that's like that mamsh like the Taz, if it's beautiful like the Taz, b'nei vino, they understood, they comprehended this understanding, this baralim afreh, like the Taz says, they could now understand that our korchok on the first day, there was no, that the Shem didn't consume itself completely. Then that's why they made 8 days of Hanukkah. Like the Taz says, the pism fits beautifully like the Taz. And what's the Hemshech? Kavu Shir Uranonim? This is dumb. This has nothing to do with the Taz. What's the Pshat? Kavu Shir Uranonim? How do we understand the Pshat in Kavu Shir Uranonim? Sing songs, Ma'isur. So the Pshat is like the Megillus times that we said earlier on. The Shona Acheres, the Gemara and Shabbos brings down the Gemara, the Brice and the Megillus times. The Shona Acheres Kavu Yom Tovim Lehalel Vahido. What's Halel Vahido? The Rashi learns Hoidah means Ala Nisim, Bebirchas Hamozen of Itfila. That's what Hoidah means. The Rambam learns differently, but the Rashi learns the Pshat in Halal. We know what Halal is. Hoidah is referring to Ala Nisim, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes, Bebirchas Hamozen of Itfila. That's the Pshat. Kovu Shir Uranonim. Shir is referring to Halal. The Psukim in Tanakh consider Halal as a Shira. It's a Shira. Uranonim, what's Uranonim? Ein Rino Elo Loshon Tfila. It's referring to Tfila. That's the Kavu Shir Uranonim. It's referring to what Chazal tell us. That Lashon Acheres Kavu Yom Tovim LaHalil VaHoidah. This is what we're saying in this pism. The firm of full of Molivik Godesh with these days of Hanukkah, which are days that have Skulus Oiris. You'll find the Litvish Sfarim, the Hasidish Sfarim, Bnei Sosa. It's full of it. It's unbelievable. You look at the Bnei Sosa. His the most Bnei Yisosa is on Kislev, because now why is his name Bnei Yisosa? Because Yisosa was born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and Bnei Yisosa, his name wasn't Yisosa. He had his nitzus from Shevet Yisosa. That's why he called Bnei Yisosa, and he held Bnei Yisosa, the Helig Bnei Yisosa held that he is. He's a nitzus from Yisachar, from Shev Yisachar, and he has a tremendous amount of Torah on Hanukkah. And the Oiris that we have in Hanukkah, the Skulus in Hanukkah, is, and the Nifshus from, we also find the same thing that one could achieve in the May Hanukkah, maybe we talk Bizeche to achieve his grace of Skulus, and we should see, like the Yom Mahim, Bizeche to Yeshuis and Nechamis, and Bizman Azeh, we should also Bizeche to Yeshuis and Nechamis. This has been the first.